Welcome to the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Technical Net podcast. This is a podcast of a previously recorded net held on the Minwes reflector and YSF reflector number 21493. For more information, see hamoperator.com. That's hamoperator.com.
Okay, sir, Jorge, and welcome to the Fusion Net. This net operates on and through the Minnesota-Wisconsin room number 21493. This is an open technical net, but please check into net control. Tonight's net control stations are K0, Horror K, Chuck, 80MI, Pete, K9EQ, Chris, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Delta, Otis, and November 0, Papa, X-Ray, Tango, Shane. The Bakken Amateur Radio Society takes its name from Earl Bakken, who was the founder of Medtronic. Earl was always interested in radio and is a founding sponsor of the Pavic Museum of Broadcasting. Earl allows us to use his name because he's a strong supporter of learning, experimentation, and helping others. You can learn more about VARS and Earl at hamoperator.com/W0MDT. Remember, the 444.075 and the 444.525 operate from the Medtronic facility near Highway 10 and I-35W in Moundsview, Minnesota. There is a chat window available at hamoperator.com. Select Minwes and then Minwes chat. Net control will only be taking check-ins from stations with traffic for the net. We will ask for your name, city and state, and we will acknowledge your call and put it on the list in the order received. Do we have any announcements for the net this evening? If so, check in now. Name, city, and state.
KG5AWL, Kilo Golf 5, Alpha Whiskey Lima, Felix, Axtell, Texas, with a status report on Don AI5AI.
Rick up in Little Falls, Minnesota, northwest of Minneapolis and St. Paul, N0BJN. That's November 0, Bravo, Juliet, November.
All right, acknowledging Kilo Golf 5. Alpha Whiskey Lima, and November 0, Bravo, Juliet, November, and I might have stepped on someone else. Let's start with Axel, or Felix, excuse me. Go ahead, Felix, what do you got for us tonight? Axel, Texas.
KG5AWL. Hello, Chuck, and everybody else on the net. Hope everybody's having a good evening. I just wanted to give an update on Don AI5AI. Basically, he's about the same. He's hanging in there, but he is currently and has been sedated and ventilated. So he, you know, he's not in the best of conditions. He's been in ICU now for 3 weeks, and they're trying to figure out what to do. You know, whether they're getting to long-term care or what. They currently keeping him in the ICU. So, anyway, not much of an update either way, but he's still hanging in there. That's the main thing. And please keep Don AI5AI and his family in your thoughts and prayers. Back to net control. This is KG5AWL.
Thank you, Felix. I wish he would have been getting better, but at least he's holding his own. That's all we can ask for now. Maybe a little prayers from whoever does. With that, I will go to November 0. Bravo, Juliet, November. Rick, Little Falls, go ahead.
Hi,
Hi to Chuck and everyone on the Midwest Technical Net. Hamfest season is firing up across the upper Midwest. So I have about four Hamfest announcements here for the group. The first one is the Midwinter Madness Buffalo Hamfest is coming up on Saturday, March 18th. It's being held at the Buffalo Civic Center. The address is 1306 County Road 134 in Buffalo, Minnesota. Buffalo is northwest of Minneapolis and St. Paul on Highway 55. It runs from 8 a.m. to noon. There'll be a VE testing at 7:30 a.m. They'll have door prizes and a grand prize drawing at 11 a.m. For more info on the Midwinter Madness Buffalo Hamfest on Saturday, March 18th, check out their website at k0ltc.org. Phonetically, that would be Kilo Zero Lima Tango Charlie.org, and that's for the Midwinter Madness Buffalo Hamfest, March 18th in Buffalo, Minnesota. The Tri-County Amateur Radio Hamfest is coming up on Saturday, March 19th. It's being held at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in the Activity Center. The address is 503 North Jackson Avenue in Jefferson, Wisconsin. Jefferson is east of Madison in southern Wisconsin. Admission is $8. Tables are $15. It all starts up at 8 a.m. There'll be a by appointment only VE testing at 9:30 a.m. To register for that, you can email n9rk@vintagesfb.net. They'll have door prizes, food, and beverages. For more info on the Tri-County Hamfest on Sunday, March 19th in Jefferson, Wisconsin, check out w9mqv.org. That's Whiskey 9 Mike Quebec Bravo.org. And that's for the Tri-County Amateur Radio Hamfest coming up on Sunday, March 19th in Jefferson, Wisconsin. Chuck, if I can, I'll let the system reset, and I'll be right back here with two more Hamfest announcements for the group so I don't time everything out. The Brainerd Hamfest is coming up on Saturday, April 15th. It's being held at the National Guard Armory on Wright Street on the south side of Brainerd, Minnesota. The address is 1115 Wright Street. This one's pretty easy to get to. Just take Business Highway 371 into Brainerd on the south side. And you'll go about six blocks or so. Wright Street will come up on your right-hand side. And you'll go east on Wright Street about eight blocks, and the National Guard Armory will come up on the left side of the street. For more information on the Brainerd Hamfest on April 15th, stop by their website at brainerdham.org. That's brainerdham.org. And that's for the Brainerd Hamfest coming up on Saturday, April 15th in Brainerd, Minnesota. The Duluth Superior Hamfest is coming up on Saturday, May 6th. It's being held at the Head of the Lakes Fairgrounds in the Multi-Purposes Building. The address is 4700 Tower Avenue in Superior, Wisconsin. It runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Admission is $10. Kids 12 and under are free. There'll be a VE testing. There'll be hourly drawings and a $500 grand prize. For more info on the Duluth Superior Hamfest on Saturday, May 6th, visit their website, thearac.org. Phonetically, the website is Tango Hotel Echo Alpha Romeo Alpha Charlie.org. That is thearac.org for the Duluth Superior Hamfest coming up on Saturday, May 6th in Superior, Wisconsin. With that, Chuck, thanks to your group there for being with us here every week answering questions. Thank you to your crew behind the scenes there, Chris, K9EQ, and Otis, and all the rest. Greatly appreciate it. We'll send it back to you from Rick in Central Minnesota up here northwest of St. Cloud, here in Little Falls, N0BJN.
Thank you very much, Rick. Appreciate you keeping us up on the Midwest Hamfest situation. With that, we're going to dive into the, well, who's got comments or questions for the net? Let's try that. If you do have a comment or a question, now's your chance. Name, city, state, go ahead now.
KE0YJJ, Rick, Pine Island, Minnesota. And my question's for you, Chuck.
KE0YJJ, Rick, go ahead. You're just trying to make me look bad tonight, aren't you, bud? Let's see if you can stump me. Go ahead.
Oh, no, sir, no, sir, nothing of the sort. I think you're doing a great job, and I would never, even if I had something to do that about, I wouldn't do it. Anyways, so I got my 991A up and running, and it works fine. But before I got it here, I was listening to the output of my HRI 200. I hear Chris, and I hear the people who talk, but I don't hear you. So I was just wondering, how are you getting into the net? Are you going through a YSF reflector or something, or what's the deal there? I'm trying to figure this out. KE0YJJ.
Well, I am using my FT70 going into the W0MDT node on the 444.525 in the Medtronic building. And that node is fed from my house. I've got a FTM100 and an HRI200 and a little laptop running Windows 7. So that's the program here. If you don't hear me, I don't know why. That's my answer to that question. Go ahead, Rick. All right, this is Chuck K04K. I guess Rick can't hear me. That's a joke, actually. Chris sent back in and said, Rick, are you using the output of the HRI 200? That might be part of the issue. You got to have a regular radio hooked up to hear both sides. But one more try for Rick. KE0YJJ, go ahead.
You have my sincerest apologies, Chuck. I picked up the wrong microphone. I've only got like four of them sitting here in front of me. One for DMR, one for D-Star, one for my FTM400, and one for my FTDX101MP. Anyways, yeah, I was on the wrong mic. But, yeah, I understand about the what Chris is saying, but it just drives me crazy. I hear everybody else. There's only a couple of people, you're one of them, that I just can't hear on my HRI 200 output. Anyways, not a big deal. Send it back to you and have a good evening. KE0YJJ.
Well, there's a little bit of talk in the background here. Pete, who set up the node at my house, said it does not have an analog cable hooked up. So I am in digital only, and the 525 is set up as digital only. So maybe that's the issue that you're trying to listen on the analog side or something. Don't know, but that's a good question. We'll have to try and figure it out. See if anybody else is out there has a comment or a question for the net. This is your chance. This is Chuck K0HK. If you've got a comment or a question, give us your name, city, and state. Go ahead now.
WA7HPK, Steve in Arden Hills, comment.
Kilo Mike 6 Alpha Romeo Lima, question.
We got two of them that time. I've got Whiskey Alpha 7, Hotel Papa Kilo, Steve in Arden Hills, Minnesota. And I have Kilo Mike 6, Alpha Romeo Lima Ed, Vista, California. Let's see. Steve, why don't you go ahead? What's your comment? Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Chuck. This is WA7HPK, Steve in Arden Hills. I'm running a 991A. Coming across on an RF link to the W0MDT server. I'm only about 4 miles down the road from that, so I'm hearing everybody just fine. But the question on the too many microphones, I can't tell you how many times I've actually tried to pick up the computer mouse and try to key up that. So that's my comment. Now you know all my secrets. WA7HPK, back to net.
Well, Steve, you're not the only one. I think if you play the game long enough, that's going to happen to you. Thanks for the report on the repeater. And let's see, Kilo Mike 6, Alpha Romeo Lima, Ed, Vista, California. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Thanks, you guys. This is Kilo Mike 6, Alpha Romeo Lima, Ed, and Vista. This is a CW question. Me and my buddy want to start doing CW, and we want to do it in my Wires X room so we can, like, you know, dot, 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 and then talk after that and see what we heard. Is there a way to do that with System Fusion in a room to do CW? Back to you, Net Control.
You can't do it on Fusion, but you could do a workaround is if you both have tone generators and you're using the tone generators, and just key up your mic, tap out your letters and on key and see if the other guy can repeat them back. Wouldn't want to run that over a big network, but that is about the only way I can think to make it work. Back to you, Ed.
Okay, thanks so much. We go ahead and give that a try. Look that up, tone generators. Okay, thanks so much. KM6 Alpha Romeo Lima. Back to Net Control.
All right, looking for more people with comments or questions for the net. Name, city, state. Go ahead now. If you've got a comment or a question, go ahead now.
K0ORK. Here's KC9TVN. Ozzy, up in Cable, Wisconsin. Good evening, Chuck. And I got a comment.
KC9, TVN, Ozzy, Cable, Wisconsin. Really good to hear from you, old man. For those of you who are listening now, he was one of the very first people outside the state of Minnesota that was a regular check-in to this net. So, Lars, go ahead. Go ahead with your comments, sir.
Fine business, Chuck. But I just wanted to comment. I am in the same boat as Rick is in Pine Island. I can get you over my handheld, an FT2D, but I cannot get you over my FTM100 for some reason. I get everybody else over the FTM100, but I only can, you're the only one that I can only get on my handheld. So I got the same magic going on with me as Rick in Pine Island, if I remember his name right. And it's magic, but it doesn't bother me. Nice hearing your voice, my friend. KC9, TV North, back to net control. 73, Chuck.
Ozzy. Well, at least we know Rick isn't an outlier, that something's wacko, but if something's wacko, it's generally me. I have that, well, let's see, computers just don't like me. Let's go with that. So, I'm just lucky ham operator equipment stuff works for me most of the time. All right. Well, let's see. Otis said DGID not set to zero. There's an idea. Give that a look, gentlemen. With that, we'll see if anybody else has a comment or a question. Go ahead now. Name, city, state.
WA3VHL Glen, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
To K0ORK with a copy.
Acknowledging Whiskey Alpha 3, Victor Hotel Lima, Glen, Allentown, Pennsylvania. And let's see, Kilo 9, Echo Victor Alpha Ed, with a comment. So we'll be back to you. First off, Whiskey Alpha 3, Victor Hotel Lima. Glen, go ahead.
Thank you, Chuck. Good evening to all on the net. This is for Chris, K9EQ. Last week, Chris asked if any of us could try doing a Wires X control with either low power, high power, what have you. I don't think I have the same radio as him, but I have an FT5, and I just want to report that working it in low power, no problem, working it in medium power, no problem, and working it in high power, 5 watts, no problem with an FT5D. I haven't tried my 991A yet. And by the way, one thing I think that's important for Chris, my repeater is in the same vicinity, I mean within 100 feet from where I am, so I'm very local to it. It happens to be at my home QTH, so on a tower, but I'm within the local vicinity, and high power doesn't seem to affect it. I will try and report back on my 991A going real full power. I guess that can do 50 watts and see if sending Wires X controls will affect it in any manner, and I'll report back to the net. So back over to you, Chuck, from WA3VHO.
All right, Glenn, thank you very much for doing that check. He was specifically looking for it done with an FT70. But always good to have more information than less. So, Well, we know it works with your FT5. That's a good thing, and now we'll figure out with the 991. With that, I'm going to see if we've got Kilo 9 Echo Victor Alpha. Ed, go ahead.
This is Kilo 9er Echo Victor Alpha. This is the first time on this particular net. I was excited about joining this as I lived in Minnesota for about 13 years in St. Louis Park. I do now I live in southeastern Wisconsin right now in Caledonia. Listening to some of the things said, my comment was probably directed towards Kilo Charlie 9 Tango Victor Nevada. I've also noticed some issues like that. I use an FT2D, I use an FT3D, I use a 300D, a 400D, and a 991 Alpha. I've noticed that if I'm switching between radios in Wires X, that I sometimes need to restart the software in order to make sure that my connectivity is working correctly. It's not all the time, but I have noticed that sometimes that's what it takes. Can I be able to?
All right. Well, thank you, Ed. And welcome to the net. I was just thinking we're going to be coming up on our 13-year anniversary here fairly soon. So we've been doing it for a while. Next up on my list is November 3, Lima, Bravo, Papa. Chuck,
LBP, Marshall, PA. Chuck, I'm not sure this is going to be, this is probably might take up a while. This might have to go on past the net or go on for another day. I had recently set up a YSF reflector, got it registered, and in the registration, it allowed me to pick my room number, and also it had a thing that said bridging, so I put my club's repeater number in there for bridging. And I set up my port 42,000 and my port 80 and everything, but I'm not sure basically the next step of bridging or where the next step is for how to get this reflector to work. You, BLVK. Chuck, did you hear me? I came through the repeater. Did you hear me?
I did miss 90% of that here, but I'm going to send it to K9EQ. Chris, K9EQ, why don't you go ahead and take it? K0, Horikay.
We've got the gremlins going tonight because I heard everything's just fine. Anyway, very good. So you want to set up the YSF with the bridging. So a couple of things need to be done. One, it sounds like you've been to ysfreflector.de and entered all the necessary information there, maybe. And the other thing you need to do, well, there's a couple of steps. One is you need to set up a YSF reflector somewhere. That can either be operating locally, and, you know, you open up some ports and such. Like when the most common thing to do is run it on a Raspberry Pi, but it can be really on any computer. Or you can do what we do with the YSF reflector here, and that is we run it in a hosted data center. So, and then the last thing you need to do is need to do the actual bridging. There isn't a software solution at the moment. So what you do is you take a hotspot and you have a wires X node nearby, and you adjust it so that one is tuned to the other, and that way what comes forth on comes across on wires X goes over to YSF and vice versa. So those are the three steps that are necessary for doing that. Does that make sense?
Yes, so basically I have to take my, listen to my repeater, have my reflector on and have a hotspot hooked to it all, so it basically can generate, as I guess, a loop, and it's going to all go back through the internet again, correct? N3 LVP.
Yes, sir, that's correct. I've got some information on that at hamoperator.com. If you go and poke around there under Fusion, there's a section on hotspots, and I'll talk about that a little bit. There's a generic YSF reflector that is available, and then I have one that I've modified that one for certain things like reliability and so forth and so on. That is what we're on right now. So. Yes, those are the different steps, and you know what's necessary to get all that done. So it'll take a little bit of work to get her going. Go ahead.
Great, thank you very much. I want to try to just experiment with all my local clubs repeater for a bit. Basically, why I'm setting up this YSF reflector is I'm going to experiment with it for packet radio and try to do some stuff with packet over the over with guys over in the UK transferring messages. It's just another way of trying to do emergency communications. But thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it. I found the information. I'm going to take a look at it on here on the net on the webpage. Thank you. And 3LVP back in net.
Let me grab it here. Okay, well, I don't know how that's going to work out for you. You wouldn't want to use my reflector. Basically, the last I looked at the public, the generally available reflector, it would reflect 200 bytes. At a time. So when it received 200 bytes from a station sending data to it, it would throw the 200 bytes out to everybody else who was connected. The modifications I made to it were that you actually had to be connected to the reflector to be able to send the 200 bytes. Previous to that, you could just randomly send 200 bytes to any YSF reflector and it would happily send it to everybody else. The other thing that I did to modify it was that it actually had to be fusion packets, and they had to be good packets, too. If things were messed up, it wouldn't forward them, which is a result of a lot of wires X nodes having problems. So in general, that reflector will take 200 bytes and forward it to everybody that's connected. I'm not sure that's, if you just, it's just what kind of packets you want to follow forward, is it, like voice over IP or messages or something like that, because there are already quite a few solutions for doing that. If you go to hamoperator.com and then go to the MinWiz in the chat, that's an example of a reflector system. Anybody that's got that web page open gets to see what anybody types. It's a real basic type of a thing, and that is a Ajax Chat, which is a plugin for WordPress that I'm using, but it's really branded simple. What it does, it doesn't do much at all. So depending on what you want to do, I don't know that the using a YSF reflector in that way is the best idea or would work the best. There's probably other things that you can do. But anyway, There you go. Good luck. We always encourage experimentation and adventure, and this might be that. Back to you, Chuck, K9EQ.
Chris, thank you very much for the explanation. Hopefully that makes sense to those that need it, and we can get some more people on the net. With that, let's see if there's any other questions or comments for the net. Name, city, state, go ahead now.
Yeah, K9EQ.
Chris, over to you. K0-4K, go ahead and take it. K9EQ.
And my apologies to those listening to the streaming audio, because it's not perfect yet. So you're basically hearing a microphone in front of a speaker. And it sucks. But I'm running audio processing on the net. And it makes a lot of difference. Everybody's the same volume. Speaking of volume and hearing people, I've got a pretty good idea what's going on, although it doesn't make any sense at all. It means that things are not as they appear with Yaesu all the time. And when you have a digital-only room, it is a name. It's still doing the same things. It's the only explanation. So I'm going to guess those who could not hear Chuck or cannot hear Chuck on their, the output of the HRA200 or Ozzy there on his FTM100. Not sure what Ozzy is doing. He's probably got it set up as a PDN node. And the way audio works on the PDN node between analog and digital, it does, when it's analog, it can come out of computer speakers and such, but not when it's digital. Who was it now? WA3VHL. I'm going to guess if you couldn't hear Chuck, you couldn't hear Glenn either, WA3VHL, because I brought up the monitor on the WireSec server here, and I was looking at the analog audio levels. Yeah, even though it's a digital-only room, there they are. And I saw Zippo when it came to Chuck and Glenn, and everybody else is bouncing the meter all over the place. So I'm going to guess it's in a digital-only room. Listening to those analog streams is not going to be reliable, because people in a digital-only room do not have to transmit analog. It is surprising to me that in a digital-only room, and I did not know this before tonight, it is still reflecting analog signals through the room, even though it's listed as digital-only. Go figure. Probably was a quick little software trick that didn't quite do everything. However, I did want to mention, coming up next week in the Bach and Amateur Radio Society Fusion Technical Net, you will want to tune in, because we've got what we're going to talk about. Batteries. Batteries for your FT5, your FT3, or whatever. In particular, we're going to talk about a Yaesu battery and a battery from a supplier, Batteries America, which I have recently dissected. Do not do this at home. And, we look at the batteries and look at their capacity. And Batteries America makes a really good battery. No question about it. They use good cells, but it's not designed the same as Yaesu's battery. And I'm going to give the checkbox to Yaesu on their battery design on this one. But we'll cover that next week. find out all the nitty-gritty, how they're different. I'll have some pictures posted up on hamoperator.com. So we're going to do the great battery teardown, Batteries America versus Yaesu. And it is surprising in the number of different ways the batteries are the same, but then again, they're different. Who knew? Had to take them apart to find out. Back to you, Chuck, K9EQ.
Whiskey Alpha 6 Yankee Victor X-Ray. You keyed up and we had no audio whatsoever. You did key up and make the machine make a little bit of noise, but there was nothing else here. So don't know what to tell you. We'll try it again. See if anybody else has a comment or question. Name, city, state. Go ahead. We'll try it again, see if anybody else is out there. Got a comment or a question for the net? Name, city, state. Go ahead.
K92.
K92, Chris, why don't you go ahead? K04K.
Okay, I just thought I would mention that, we're still doing the podcast and the live stream. It isn't on the main page of hamoperator.com anymore. So what you got to do is go over to MinWiz and then Net. And then on that page, we have a combination of things. We have the links to the podcast. And the last 10 podcasts should be getting updated automatically when a new one is published. And last week's just got published. And that is your first chance to hear the audio processing I'm playing around with here. So the Chuck is the same volume as everyone else. And there's also a bunch of older stuff, that was done prior to the advent of my paying money to get onto a podcast service. And so that's all there. So some of the nets on there are kind of like highlights. Kind of interesting. You mentioned we've been doing this for 13 years. For the most part, got them all recorded. And in fact, back in the day, everything that took place on Minwiz for the first about 7 years is in files sitting on servers somewhere. It'd be fun to go back and listen to some of those old recordings. Some people on them that aren't around anymore. But we're not doing that anymore, so don't worry. All the Minwiz doesn't get recorded once I move to California. Quit doing that. Anyway, enough of that. I did want to mention that on hamoperator.com, you have to go to another page now. It's not on the main page, and I probably need to do a better job of making sure people are aware of that. I noticed the podcast activity dropped when I did that. Anyway, back to you, Chuck, K90Q.
Thank you, Chris. It's good to know. And, yeah, we have to keep up to date on these things. But I'm going to make this the last call for the net. Last call for the net. If you have a comment or a question, this is your chance now. Give us your name, city, state. Heard. Remember, we meet here every Monday night at 7:30 Central Time. We cover all things fusion. Thanks for listening to the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net. Please allow 1 minute for rooms to wish to disconnect to do so. This is Chuck K04K, and everyone have a great week.
You have been listening to a podcast of the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Technical Net. This net is held on Mondays, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and it is available on the Minwiz Wires X reflector at 21493 or the YSF reflector at 21493. There's also a chat box where you can communicate with the net operators during the net. That's at hamoperator.com. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I hope you'll be back for others. For more information, do see hamoperator.com. 73 from K9EQ.